Madam Vice President, we regret that thanks to the efforts of a number of countries, the HRC is becoming a platform for geopolitical tussles and settling of scores with inconvenient countries. Under scrutiny are usually developing countries who are trying to pursue an independent foreign and domestic policy. We condemn the criticism and the largely unjustified attacks against Nicaragua. We are categorically against resolution HRC 52/2 and the preparation of additional reports on Nicaragua. We consider it is unacceptable the organization of such intersessional events which swallow up human and financial resources in the context of a protracted liquidity crisis. We note Nicaragua's unquestionable achievements in the protection of human rights. The country ranks 7th in the world for women's involvement in political and public life, and Nicaragua's authorities are pursuing a state policy on combating violence against women, children, and teenagers. Investments in the education system and the development of relevant infrastructure is constantly growing. The situation with access to clean drinking water and electricity is also improving. However, international human rights mechanisms prefer to ignore all that, and this dialogue today is a clear confirmation of that. We must refrain from such perverse practices and move towards establishing constructive dialogue with Nicaragua in light of the legitimate interests and needs of the country's population. Thank you.